Rock Creek Park's roughly 4 square miles are full of animals and plants, bicyclists and joggers, people walking their dogs,
sit, buddy,
and riding horses. But if the National Park Service has its way, highly trained sharpshooters will enter the park mainly after dark when it's closed and begin killing deer. The Park Service declined to be interviewed for this series because of the pending lawsuit, but Park Service documents say they need to take action because the deer are doing major damage to native plants and habitat for other animals. On the other side,
we feel that the deer in Rock Creek Park are special deer.
Carol Grunewald is one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit aimed at getting the Park Service to look at other ways of controlling deer.
This will be the first time in the 123-year history of the park that wild animals that are under that Park Service's protection would be killed.
As this fight goes on in the district, right next door in Montgomery County, deer hunts to control their population have been going on since 1996.
I think nobody can see a deer, you know, run across the field or a deer with a fawn and not, you know, oh, isn't that beautiful? It is. And nobody's, you know, trying to get rid of that. We're just trying to create a balance.
Rob Gibbs is Natural Resources Manager for the Maryland National Capital Park and Planning Commission, Montgomery Park. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.